You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at the Houses of Parliament at RNIB's parliamentary reception event. I'm currently joined by Maksud Sheikh, RNIB's area campaigns lead for Yorkshire and Humber. Maksud, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So give us a bit of a reflection as to, you know, what this event has been like from your perspective.
I think it's been an amazing opportunity to engage with MPs and really make them aware of the importance of vision rehab services. We've seen people aren't aware of vision rehab services, what they are, how useful they are, where they're funded from, and all those sorts of things. So I think that was the first step. Is some MPs I spoke to were just like, well, we didn't even know that, you know, they were provided by local councils, and some of the challenges facing it. And I myself was on the work table, and that is a key part, having vision rehab services that gives you the skills to get to work in the first place before you can actually do the work, is, you know, like mobility training and other sort of daily living skills that you need are essential for people to work.
Now, when it comes to your own experience, a lived experience of vision rehabilitation, can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think it was really useful because I've had my sight loss since I was born, so I've adapted a lot to it as I've grown older. But I did get to a point when I was working and one night I literally stepped out of my office, and it was the dark winter months, and I started making my way down from the office to the train station. Now, this was a well-trodden route for me, as in I'd already been working there a good 15 years, but my sight had deteriorated, and I think, you know, it was very scary for me because it was dark, and the only light was from street lights and city lighting, which was all, there was a lot of glare because it'd been raining, and it was very, very worrying. And they contacted my vision rehab service, and they provided me with mobility training, which helped me to address that. And that, if I hadn't had that at the right time, I would have probably, well, I was unsafe getting down to the station, but I would have really lost my confidence about getting around easily.
Now, you've spoken to plenty of MPs during today's event. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of, you know, what have you found out from your local MPs kind of in the area that you work in?
With my MP, so I spoke to Iqmal Mohammed, who is the MP for Dewsbury and Batley, and he was very interested in vision rehab services, and, you know, just learning about what it was and how they worked. So he's, you know, he tried on some sim specs. He did actually try on, try the screen reader on the computers, and we looked at sort of various, like magnifiers and things, low vision aids that can be used by people at work. But not only that, I mean, we talked about, doing a guided walk, for example, because he was very interested in, you know, the idea of people getting about and how do they get to work and other places that they need to put in their day-to-day life, like the doctor's surgery or, you know, going shopping to the local shops. And so I managed to arrange a guided walk with him, so hopefully we'll be arranging, you know, we'll be setting dates for that. And he also wants to do a round table with visually impaired, people with sight loss in the Batley Dewsbury area. So I want to set up something working with the local society outlookers and with Iqbal Mohammed, MP, and myself, and putting on that event to help him understand more about sight loss and raise his awareness around vision rehab and all the other sort of challenges and issues that blind partial sight people face and how we can address them.
Maksud Sheikh, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.